We're coming together pretty well. I think we just started over the last couple of days actually rotating guys in different spots. So where we had Nolan Carroll and Walter Thurman running with the ones, this pretty much the last couple of days they've been with the twos, and we've gotten Chris Maragos and Eric Rowe up. We've been able to put in a couple more packages with Nolan Carroll getting some reps at the dime, a couple other guys in at the nickel position with EJ Biggers rotating with the ones too. So we're moving around with a lot of different guys to see, you know, all the situations, to get guys gelling with different people, see how they communicate. But when we had Maxwell, Nolan Carroll, myself, and Walter Thurman on the other side, the chemistry's there, and guys are veterans in this game, play some football. Communication's great. We're flying around, competitive, and we're focusing a lot more on the technique. So I think it's coming along well.
How would you say you guys are meshing with all the new pieces?
I think we're meshing well. I think you bring in quality guys who want to win and are competitive and want to be the best. It's easy to get along. I think everybody comes to work every day with a positive attitude. Guys are thirsty to really play well and succeed and dominate. You know, we're not happy with just, you know, being a little bit better than we were last year. We want to be the best in this league. And every day we come out here, we're competing to do that.
What do you like the amount of changes on defense? Trade for Kiko and bringing in Byron and a lot of the young guys coming through the draft. Is there an adjustment period for you, or do you think there's going to be growing pains in terms of getting everybody on the same page?
I think there's always going to be growing pains bringing in new guys, but I think we're further ahead than we plan to be at this point with all the new faces that we have. I think we're actually, as far as the game plan situation, we're a lot further ahead than we were at our last game last year. And so that's a testament to the coaching and to some of the guys that they've brought in. But there's always things, especially with the younger players, just mistakes that they're going to make, that they are going to have to learn. And so there's going to be some growing pains, but that's what training camp's for. That's why we rotate the depth chart and make sure guys get reps, not only with the twos, but the ones. So you get those quality reps against different quarterbacks, different receivers. But I think right now at this point, we're ahead of pace as far as where we wanted to be as a secondary and as a defense.
How does Kiko's concussion affect the defense this early on? Does it?
I don't think it does. You still have Michael Kendricks and D'Amico Ryans out there, you know, which were our starters last year. And you still got quality backups with Najee Good, Emmanuel Acho coming in. And you get, you know, other guys that come in, Jordan Hicks. All those guys get more reps, and that's good for us. And it's only two positions. We've got three starters at the position. So that rotation is going to be huge for us anyway. So right now, this early in camp, it doesn't really affect us too much.
I think the
football part of it was very easy and very apparent. As soon as he stepped in, he's making plays left and right. I think over the offseason, the biggest adjustment was the verbiage and kind of getting guys lined up, making the calls loud, and making all the adjustments as a safety. But this training camp so far, he's adjusted well. He's making the calls. They put him now the last couple of days with the twos just to rotate him. So now he's kind of the voice of that group, so he has to make all the calls, has to get everybody lined up, and I think he's done well. So he's fitting in really well. He's definitely making plays, and as soon as that other piece, the leadership part and the signal calling kind of catches up, I think it'll be great.
What have you seen from Eric Rowe so far during camp?
He's competitive. He's big. He's long. We put him up with the ones the last couple of days, so you start to see some of the rookie mistakes when he's going against, you know, some of the top-tier receivers. But, you know, he's definitely got the talent. And he's got the want to be a player in this league. And, you know, right now it's just about kind of throwing him in the fire, seeing what he can do, seeing how he responds, after getting beat and realizing that happens to everybody. But we're excited. I think all of our young guys are playing well. We got Denzel Rice is coming in, you know, undrafted, and, you know, he's really jumped off the tape on special teams, on defense. We got Ja'Cory Shepherd just came in and played well. So we're excited about the young rookies we got. They're playing hard. They're battling. And obviously they're going to make some mistakes.
You mentioned being farther ahead now than years past. What do you think are some of the reasons for that? Is that a testament to the young guys stepping up and working hard, or maybe the veterans kind of rubbing off on them?
I think it's just everybody working collectively as a unit, and from coaching to players. So whereas last year, we weren't always on the same page of how we saw different things. Different rooms saw it different ways. I think collectively everybody sees the playbook and sees our scheme the same exact way, and we're developing it. You know, guys are coming up with different ways to play certain techniques, and our coaches are being very receptive to that and making adjustments and keeping us up to date on all the adjustments. So, you know, being on the same page has allowed us to really develop the playbook, and just having all the versatile players that we have, you know, with having three starting linebackers, you can create different packages. Pretty much all of our DBs play multiple positions, whether it be the dime, the nickel, safety, and corner. And so you can get creative with your packages there. So it just gives us so many different options, which just expands our playbook, which makes us better as a defense. Well, you know, a lot of the things we've learned is, you know, by fire, basically. You know, we've learned through the years we've been in the league making mistakes, and they've really got to go through that process as well. So the biggest thing we can show them is some of the tricks of the trade, you know, coach them up on things that we see and how we've made the game slow down for ourselves. And I think that's the biggest thing for young players. The game always seems a lot faster. Because you're not sure what you're looking at. You're looking at everything. It's moving fast, and you don't know how to process it all. But the biggest thing we try to get them to do is just slow the pace of the game down, look at their keys, what they're supposed to have their eyes on, and just focus on their technique. And it usually translates well for them.